This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the premiere of TLB Talk Radio, brought to you by the Liberty Beacon Project, TLB, in partnership with Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN. My name is Roger Landry, and for those of you who don't know me, let me start this off with a little intro slash bio most people would see on my published articles or shows, which easily today, after well over a decade, number into the thousands. So bear with me for a second, because this is actually going to be read to you. Roger Landry, TLB, spent about three decades of his adult life either in or working for the military, with about two decades working directly for the military-industrial complex, facilitating DoD contracts. His awakening to political, economic, and health realities was about 13 short years ago. Since that time, he has founded the Liberty Beacon Project, TLB, consisting of a half a dozen proprietary global websites, media projects, and partner websites across the planet. He contributes regularly to multiple forums, both in and outside of TLB Project, and most of his work can be found on the TLB flagship, LibertyBeacon.com. So, this is the premiere show. It's been a while since I have actually hosted a show, although every once in a while I do host a pre-record with some excellent guests that are associated with the Liberty Beacon Project, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. The TLB radio format. First off, today there will be no calls, as I would like to use this time to introduce the show and explain my qualifications and experiences for doing such a show as this for those of you who don't know me, okay, and lay out a basic roadmap of how I intend to proceed. Going forward, calls will be taken usually from the bottom of the hour or minute 30 until minute 50, which gives me about 10 minutes to close the show. And who knows? If this turns out as well as I believe it can, it may very well evolve into a weekly two-hour presentation. And then we'll see from there. Those who may know of or read or heard my work, again, as many of you may be aware, I've done many guest appearances on RBN, including weekly with John Stadtmiller on his show, the National Intel Report, and as well as other great hosts associated with this fine network. I also do many off-network guest appearances. As a matter of fact, I'm doing one in 2 hours after this show with a Canadian whose show is The Big Puzzle, and his name is Barry Prince. And one of the things we'll probably talk about is my premiere on RBN Today. Today, I'm here premiering this for you because of two trusted friends, the late John Stadtmiller, founder and owner of RBN and a TLB partner, as well as Tom D, who is a senior RBN staff member and a TLB project administrator. So again, just like John, Tom is an integral part of the Liberty Beacon Project as well. So, what I'd like to do, and I've already done in an article I posted a couple of days ago about the coming of this show, what I'd like to do is explain a little bit about the why, And in order to do that, I would tell you we have to bring a very good friend into the picture. Okay, let me start this off by stating the last thing I expected to be doing about now is introducing a new radio show, one that I would be hosting. But there are extenuating circumstances that made this necessary for reasons we'll go into as the show progresses. First off, let's talk about the name of the show, TLB Talk Radio. It has a ring to it, okay? It makes it immediately obvious to everybody that this is going to be a talk show. And it's going to be presented by the Liberty Beacon, so TLB Talk Radio. It also promotes our newest project, which is TLBtalk.com, a social media website launched to give those who have been robbed of a voice a place where they can go and talk. Yeah, I'm really loving the play on words here. Next, let's touch on exactly why I'm doing this show, outside of the fact that it offers a great platform, as I stated, for educating those who live in what I like to term the perpetual state of enforced ignorance. And again, this is something we're going to talk about often as we go forward. Let me start by saying Republic Broadcasting Network, or RBN, is the brainchild in a long-standing project of a trusted friend of mine and a valued partner to the Liberty Beacon Project. That partnership proudly swung both ways. And this, of course, is John Stadtmiller. He passed away a short time ago, leaving a huge swath of patriotism and concerns for America in his wake. John lived to make a difference, I know. John was one of these people who actually, if he trusted you enough, he wanted to look you in the eye. He wanted to see your reaction when he shook your hand. He wanted to experience these things. John lived to make a difference. And in this, I honestly believe he was as successful as just about anybody could be. Was it to get rich? No. Was it to get ultra famous? No. Was it to get the word out about what was affecting you and I as Americans and indeed as citizens of this planet? Yes. And John did a hell of a job. For all of you who either follow RBN or TLB, you're familiar with the fact that John and I did a show together. I did his show just about on a weekly basis for well over a year. And that, again, is the National Intel Report. I was invited on every single week, same day, same time, to give an hour of what I felt. He afforded me a chance to vent my frustrations and concerns in a fashion few other platforms would likely approve or even permit. If you know me, you know certain things about me, and it takes a platform as unique as RBN for me to feel comfortable. And John felt comfortable with me as his guest, but let's take that a little bit further. I was pretty much given free rein to say what I felt needed to be said at the time, as long as I could back up my mouth with either reason or fact, and that's the way it should be. To his ultimate credit and my appreciation, John was not the host to have you back if all you did was spew acidic bullcrap. But I was a weekly regular for a very long time, which is still one of the reasons I will always respect and why I miss John as much as I do. John spent over a year trying to talk me into doing my own show on RBN. That's not a joke. Every single time I did a show with John, he would usually end our conversation with, you know, this would be a lot easier if you were doing it yourself. Or, you know, Roger, you could probably get more information out and you wouldn't have to share so much of the limelight, which John was not a limelight hog, but those were his words, if you did a show yourself. But I continuously resisted this. There were reasons for that. I'm one of those who must constantly be doing something. This isn't a joke. People who know me, the editor for this project lives in the same house I do, can tell you I am awake at 5 a.m. every morning. I am out of bed by 5:15 every morning. I do not go to sleep literally until about 11 to 11:30 every evening. I haven't had a day off in over 10 years. Again, not a joke, not an exaggeration. What do I do every day? I do the Liberty Beacon Project. I'm one of those who must constantly be doing something. And my focus for the last decade plus has been on global and national tyranny and what we could or should do about it. You all know the TLB Project, and anybody who knows of the TLB Project has multiple global websites, several national websites, and now a social media website. So managing and expanding these is my life's mission. Thus, time is not really anything that I can treat frivolously because I don't have a lot of it. And for anybody who isn't aware, the flagship site for the Liberty Beacon Project is thelibertybeacon.com. The two foreign websites are Europe Reloaded, which is located, believe it or not, in France. Where does the director live for Europe Reloaded? In Paris. The other overseas website is UK Reloaded, which, yep, you guessed it, is located in the United Kingdom, where the director lives. So these aren't American sites in our arrogance reporting on things that are happening in other parts of the world. These are websites actually and intentionally located within that realm so that we can get accurate reporting on a regular basis. We also have another U.S. website besides the Liberty Beacon. This is called The Falling Darkness. Why do I call it The Falling Darkness? I called it The Falling Darkness because if the Liberty Beacon, the flagship, is the center of this project, then The Falling Darkness is the edge of this project. What you will find on the Liberty Beacon will make you go, really? What you will find on The Falling Darkness will make you go, really? And that's the difference. There are other websites. They're in the garage. They're being tuned up, modernized, and they'll be republished probably by mid-year. But these are the active sites with one exception, and that is the brand new social media website called TLB Talk. It is a place where you can go after you've listened to this crazy old fool scream and holler at you for almost an hour, telling you everything that isn't right about the world or the things that are actually going right and in our favor in this world. This is a place where you can go and actually discuss it. If we discuss vaccines, then you can go to TLB Talk and you can talk within the community. Listen to that word, because that's what it is based on. You can go to that community and have discussions with those of like mind, or even those who don't have like mind, but are curious as to why you do. This is a platform not only to learn, but also to teach. Anybody who is so arrogant to believe that they know enough that you can't teach them anything is probably not somebody you should be talking to. Everybody, as much as I know, and I know a lot, anybody listening to this show right now can teach me something. And I firmly believe that. Okay, my friend John felt that it was his duty to constantly do his best to convince me that I had an effective and trustworthy voice. How do I know that? John lived about 450 to 500 miles south of me. John actually made a trip to come up and see me. He spent the night here. We had discussions. As I stated to you, he looked me in the eye, he shook my hand, and when he left the next day, I gave John a call, and I said, John, what did that trip accomplish for you? He said, Roger, I know you now, and I trust you now. So, this is who John was, and again, he constantly pressed me to do a show, okay? I should present it in a fashion that, I don't know, I was doing on his show. He felt that if he couldn't get me to do my own weekly show, that at least having me on his show, the first hour, I believe, was on Wednesday, every single week, then he had accomplished what he was trying to accomplish, helping me to get my word out, which he felt was worth the time and the effort. Since John's passing, I look back on this many times until I finally came to the realization that John was correct. But then John was often correct. John was human. There were times we argued. There were times I didn't feel John was correct. But they were far outnumbered by the wisdom he had acquired. And let's talk about that for a second. Anybody out there who believes that intelligence and wisdom are the same thing, they are not. There are a lot of very wise people in this world that most of you, in their younger years, wouldn't have considered intelligent. Intelligence is reading a lot of books, getting a lot of information from school, getting a lot of information from the internet, and storing that in your brain. That is intelligence. That is knowing the answers to specific questions, whether it be science, whether it be math, so on and so forth. So what is wisdom? Wisdom is having lived long enough, and of course I'm paraphrasing here, and I don't mean the actual numbers, but it is having lived long enough to make a million mistakes or have a million experiences by which you learned a lesson from each and every one of them. And those lessons now become points of comparison. I would much rather, believe me when I say this, I would much rather have a partner who is high on the wisdom scale than a partner who is necessarily high on the intelligence scale. But I'm not stupid. I would prefer one that had a little bit of both. And John had a bit of both. So, since his passing, I realized that, yeah, maybe I should be doing a show, especially in the vacuum left by the fact that I couldn't do the weekly show with John anymore. So out of my vast respect for somebody that, since the time I met him, had never said uncle, somebody who had never sold out, somebody who always told you the truth, whether you particularly cared to hear it or not, I stepped up to do what I'm sure would make John proud of me. The only problem is, at this point, I wish I could have done this when John was still alive. Now, let's talk about the new platform. This new platform is the perfect forum to continue the work John so eagerly encouraged me to do. As most of you know, I do a lot of podcasts, and these are people who know me or about the Liberty Beacon Project. I do a lot of podcasts. I do a lot of radio shows as a guest. I rarely do one as a host, but occasionally I do one called the EPI Town Crier, where it's a pre-record. And yes, I will host those, but that's once in a blue moon. Okay? This is what I did with John. When John and I did a show, I presented it the following day. I wrote an article and presented a link to the archived show, and it was called EPI Town Crier. This will be something different. This will be TLB Talk Radio. But doing a weekly show, if you stop to consider, okay, as a host, gives it a whole new meaning. It gives you ownership and pride in a fashion that being a guest can't do. This platform will be used to promote all aspects of the TLB project and our partners, the RBN project as well, with a special emphasis on continuing to present reality to my audience in a fashion that, listen to me, that only a special entity like RBN can and will offer me. And that's a fact. I am eternally grateful for John's wisdom, even his at times aggravating persistence, which I've already mentioned. And I'm also extremely grateful for RBN's willingness to back this new endeavor in a fashion that can surely make John proud. And if you stop to consider what I just said, and basically this was the letter that I presented or the article I presented to the world a couple of days ago as a prelude to this premiere. The what and the why of the Liberty Beacon Project, TLBtalk.com, and let's also discuss again what we're going to be doing going forward. Plans for this forum moving forward include the following, and I'm going to give you some topics, but please do not consider that if you're doing an open talk show like this, whereby your mission is to inform people when their lives are going to be impacted in a negative or a positive fashion, that you can't stick to predetermined topics. It has to flow. It has to flow with what's going on in the news. And again, we would have to define what we mean by news. So let me give you basically just a quick over of what some of the main topics of discussion going forward are going to be. Mainstream media. Okay, anybody out there listening to a show like this understands I'm not going to put a whole lot of positive connotations or positive emphasis on mainstream media. The next topic, big tech media. Again, the same thing I just said about mainstream media. And then alternative media. I don't really hang with the word alternative quite that much, because alternative means that you're an alternative to something else. So if something else isn't quite meeting up to, then you check to see if the alternative is. But this is something most people have come to know it by. I call it the true media. But most people understand it or recognize it as the alternative media, of which I believe RBN sits in a shining spot. I believe TLB Talk and the Liberty Beacon Project sit in a shining spot. Why? Because you are welcome to challenge what we say, and we're going to answer you. Try doing that with CNN. Try doing that with MSNBC. It isn't going to happen. The next topic, America, then, now, and future. Everybody listening to the show, with very few exceptions, are Americans. One of your biggest fears right now is, what the hell is going on in America, and where are we headed? We're going to discuss that. That is a necessary topic that needs to be touched on every single week, because it not only determines our lives and our livelihoods, but those of our children and our children, not you, not the people listening to this show. It is your children that are the most important asset to this country. It's not the gold, it's not the coal, it's not the oil, it's not the farmland. It is our children. Because if we fail our children, America will, in fact, fail. Another topic, political tyranny. Oh, my God, with Joe Bob up there, and anybody who believes Joe Bob is actually leading this country, you're a moron. There is no way in hell Stay in Your Basement Joe is running the biggest, most complex country the planet has ever seen. He can't even remember his name in a 30-minute discussion on air. But he's going to run America? No. So political tyranny is in your face, bigger and badder than it's been in a very long time. Next topic, medical tyranny. Okay, that's a huge topic, one I'm very qualified to talk about, so I'm not going to go deep into that, because the next topic is COVID lies. Oh my God. You want to talk about the biggest scam ever pulled on humanity? We will get very deep into that. And then the next topic bumps right into it, and something I'm very qualified to talk about. I have been on shows with doctors who have literally said to me, where did you get all this information? They don't even teach us all that in medical school. What's the topic? Vaccines. And if you go to the Liberty Beacon, the flagship of this project, and you type in Roger Landry, comma, vaccines, you're going to come up with hundreds of articles I've been writing for a decade. So yes, qualified to talk about it. The next topic, globalism. Anybody who doesn't understand the effect or the influence globalism has in your life today, what you see happening in America today is because of a globalist, a tyrannical setup that has been in the works since the end of World War II. We're seeing the end game. And the only people that can keep this from actually happening are you and me, people listening to this show, and the people you can convince that they need to stand up for the sovereignty, not only your personal sovereignty, but the sovereignty of the United States. Because globalism is the reason for the vaccines. Globalism is the reason for the COVID lies. Globalism is the reason for the political tyranny. And that's not a joke. And we will break it apart. We'll break it down. And I will show you the mechanisms that have built this tyranny. Also, next to that, you've got to imagine bumping right up to it is corporatism. Right below that, who controls it all? The elites, elitism. Right below that, who's their main puppets? The liberals, liberalism. Right below that, who do we think today are our best chance to climb out of this? The conservatives. Even that isn't necessarily true, and we will delve into that. I got one more ism to talk to you about, or to mention to you, because this is one of the biggest isms, and that is Trumpism. Trumpism played more of a role in the disasters you see around you today than most of you would even consider. But I will break it down for you, and I will break it down in a fashion that will give you an understanding nobody else wants to afford you. The next topic, education. Take a look at what our children are being taught. Understand, when I went to grade school and I studied social studies, if I take the same book from a 10-year-old today in school, in a public school, and I compare the two books, they don't even read the same. This is what's happening. The next one, banking. Everybody needs to understand what, I don't know, functionality entities like the Federal Reserve have. After the last big market shakeup in 2008, $39 trillion were printed by these banks and spread out all over the planet to keep their functions from collapsing, because they weren't ready for that yet. That's supposed to be happening right about now. Now, again, I've given you a list of topics that everybody knows we need to discuss. If you think we are tied to them, or if you don't think each one of them doesn't have at least a half a dozen subtopics, they do. But this should give you an idea of exactly what my mission is going forward and what I intend to impart on you. And I will always enjoy feedback. I'm not right 100% of the time, but you will find out I have done my homework beyond anything you can imagine. I don't holler on John's show for well over a year with John not one time stepping in to say you're wrong or you're lying because I'm an idiot. John let me do that on his show every single week because he understood I knew what I was talking about. But everybody out there listening to this, as I said before, can teach me something. And when you do, all you're going to get from me is respect. End of story. Future shows will dissect and explain all of these mechanisms. And we will do it in a fashion that is understandable by everybody listening. It doesn't take a college genius to understand tyranny. It doesn't take a college genius to understand medical tyranny. It doesn't take a college genius to understand that the vaccines they're forcing you to take today have already been proven to be the most damaging pharmaceutical product ever sold or used on humanity in the history of pharmaceuticals by a factor of 10. How many of you know that? But you damn right well better take that vaccine. We're going to have some discussions. I promise you. Now, I don't know how close we are to a break, so I'm not going to delve real deep into some of the other topics, but let's skim over something that I think everybody needs to be aware of, okay? If you think for one second that by listening to a show like this, you're doing something wrong, you're supposed to believe that. If you think for one second that by talking to someone like me, you're being seditious to your country, you're supposed to think that. If you think, and I could go on, why do you think I have told you that it is up to outstanding platforms like RBN to give me a forum to be able to tell you what you actually need to know? Because without RBN, a lot of people out there will live in enforced ignorance. You're not stupid. I didn't say that. I said you will live in enforced ignorance. Ignorance is not stupidity. Stupidity is, even if you had the information, you wouldn't know what to do with it. You wouldn't be able to process it. Ignorance is not having the information, so you don't know how to proceed. The entire mission of the Liberty Beacon Project, not just this show, not TLB Talk, not every website we have, the entire project combined, and our partnership with RBN, is for one reason and one reason only. And this is the entire mission statement of the Liberty Beacon Project. It's the eradication of programmed ignorance. I told you that most of the shows I did with John were filed under a title EPI Town Crier. EPI stands for Eradicating Programmed Ignorance. Town Crier used to be, back in the days of our founders, the guy who stood in the middle of the town square with a bell, and he rang it, and he hollered the news. He was the town crier. So going forward, this is what we intend to do. We intend to eradicate your programmed ignorance. I am not insulting anybody listening, because anybody out there who doesn't believe that you, after living in America for as long as you have, do not have some programmed ignorance, you're wrong.
Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words out of my heart, teacher.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs. And voices never shared.
All right. Let me take a second to discuss or to explain to you why I picked that particular song for this show. If you listen to what this gentleman is saying, and yeah, I do think that this is a great remake of the Simon and Garfunkel version of the song. I do. I'm not a heavy metal dude, but I got to tell you something. The way they present it is absolutely phenomenal. But it's all about the sound of silence. People talking without listening. People hearing, but this is exactly what we talk about when we talk about the programmed or the enforced ignorance that America has been put through for many, many years. If you don't think that this isn't a function of intentionality, that this isn't exactly the mechanism being used to keep us from pushing back on what we see happening all around us. All right, going forward, future shows will dissect and explain details such as you probably would never learn in school or even in college. The first one we're going to talk about is America in trouble? The answer is yes. But if you go to most people in your neighborhood and you say America's in trouble, the first thing they're going to ask you is, are you one of those conspiracy theorists? There is the programmed ignorance staring you right in the face. America is in more trouble today than she has been in a very long time. But yet there are a lot of people who either cannot see it or choose not to see it. You want programmed ignorance? You want absolute proof that it exists? It doesn't take you much to find it. Okay. Is what we're going through a choreographed scenario? Yes. All of this was in the plans right after World War II. And most of you have heard me say what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it again because some of you haven't. The United States had the most powerful manufacturing engine on the planet. As a matter of fact, during World War II, the United States, it is reputed, had outproduced every other nation on the planet combined. After World War II, the elites decided that America had to be milked for everything they could get from her, meaning money, assets, whatever, and then brought to her knees. Now, you're all going to be asking me, and no, I'm not going to go into it deep. This is the premiere show. We will be talking about this going forward. What am I talking about, America brought to her knees? We are the cowboys of the world, ladies and gentlemen. We are the cowboys. I'm not joking. We are looked at as the cowboys. How does Roger know this? Roger spent almost 30 years out of the country between 75 and 80% of every year. This is what I did for a living. I know what they thought about us in Australia. I know what they thought about us in South Korea. I know what they thought about us in Great Britain. I know what they thought about us in Europe, and I could go on. I know. We're the cowboys of the world. So the elites decided to milk America for everything they could possibly get from her, and then she must be brought to her knees. Why? Because global governance cannot exist on this planet as long as the cowboys are still up and arrogant. And if you look around you today, you will look at an economy that is taking a nosedive. You will look at a population that is being pitted one against another. You will look at political turmoil like we haven't seen in I don't know how long. And we are looking at totalitarianism and authoritarianism being stuffed down our throats at a rate you only read in textbooks about communist China or the Soviet Union before today. This is what's happening. So for anybody out there who believes that this wasn't choreographed, you're wrong. And again, I'm going to provide you the information to show you that this is not something that happened a year ago. It's not something that happened 2 years ago. This has been going on for 75 plus years, and it is culminating today. And again, I will say this, the only thing that can stop it is you and me. And I'm not talking about war, and I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about getting a backbone, standing up, and saying no. Next point. Is this a culmination of the many tyrannies we have seen occurring over the last 75 years? Of course, the answer is yes. Go back into, and I hate my hell to keep using myself as an example, but it's a good example. Doesn't make me smarter than anybody else. It's just this is all I do. I've already explained that to you. Go and look, put my name in and put in things like vaccines. Put in things like, teaching our children. Common core. Put in things like tyranny in America. Put in things like, and I could go on and on. These are not things that started happening yesterday. They didn't start happening when COVID hit the planet. They have been happening for 20, 30, 40 years. You just cannot bring something like this about overnight because the tyranny would be seen immediately and massive pushback would happen. The programming of our children, I told you the difference between the textbooks when I was a kid going to school in the 60s or the late 50s and the textbooks that they're reading today. If you only change a few words every time you publish that textbook each year, over 75 years, how many changes do you think are made to what our children are taught? When's the last time you read your kids' social studies book? Why is it that there are school districts across the country saying, we're not going to have any more D's and F's? We're not going to make you learn math anymore. We're not going to make you. Are you kidding me? The United States used to have the brightest people on the planet, the most educated, the most learned. We're falling off the list at this point. There are so many other nations ahead of us. It's insane. And now you're going to tell my children that they don't have to learn math? Now you're going to tell my children they're not going to get a D or an F because it may, I don't know, hurt their feelings? Or in some manner, it may be racial? Are you kidding me? But again, these are the things we're going to discuss, and we're going to discuss it with the facts to show you that these were choreographed. And they were choreographed from a long time ago, not yesterday, not at the beginning of COVID. No. And in most cases, because most of you aren't as old as I am, before you were born. Are we helpless to stop this? That's the next point. And I'm going to give you a one-line answer to that. Only if you choose to ignore it. And that's a fact. And what do you think programmed ignorance put you in a position to do? Ignore it by choice or ignore it by the fact that you haven't got a clue you should be looking for it in the first place. Is the dumbing down of America real and intentional? You know, I tell people over and over again about the dumbing down of America, and there's another one that gets me. Oh, you're one of those conspiracy theorists. You're one of those people. I just got done telling you, you can't get a D or an F anymore. I just got done telling you that you don't have to learn math anymore. I just got done telling you, and I could tell you 100 more things. But yet, there's no such thing as the dumbing down of America. There's no such thing. Do you know what a constitutional republic is? Ask most of your kids, and they're going to tell you we're a democracy. That's the biggest lie being forced in our children's faces. We are not a democracy. A democracy is two wolves and a sheep at the dinner table trying to decide who, I didn't say what, trying to decide who is for dinner. That's democracy, because 50.01% absolutely controls the other 49.99% with absolute tyranny. We are a constitutional republic in which the protections and the laws are supposed to make sure that the individual's rights are protected from the majority. But yet, if you listen to our president talk, he's going to save our democracy. If you listen to Obama and his 8 years in, I think he used the words constitutional republic in a speech twice in 8 years. Find out how many times he used the word democracy. Again, these are things that need to be discussed. Because if you, through your programmed ignorance, are unaware of some of the things I'm talking about or their importance, if you're unaware of these things, then your children will suffer. And they already are. Our children were not born in the America that I was born in. Our children are not being educated in the America I was educated in. Our children don't even look at this country the same way you and I do. And anybody out there that wishes to blame our children is a moron. This is the programmed ignorance that I'm being called a conspiracy theorist for stating. This is the dumbing down of America that is absolute reality. It's not a joke. It's not a guess. I'm never going to give you guesses. I'm going to qualify whatever I say to you. I'm going to say this is what I believe. I can't prove this, but because of this, this, and this, it lends me to think this may be true. One of the reasons why John had me on his show week after week after week, one of the reasons I'm going on Barry's show in 2 hours, and all of the other shows I do, is the crazy old man raises his voice. Why does he raise his voice? Because he's angry. Let me explain something else to everybody listening here. I promised you truth. So if I'm angry about something and I tell you about it like this, and this is the only way you're going to hear it from me, and you know I'm really, really angry about this, are you going to believe how angry I am? I don't choreograph raising my voice. I don't choreograph my anger. And if something is so stupid, it's ridiculous, and you hear me laugh, that's the reason. You will be able to tell by the emotion I put on the issues I explain to you, my true feelings about them. My true feelings. So when people say, Matt Rogers is a nice guy, and he's got a lot of good information, but he raises his voice too much. What you failed to understand is, raising my voice is the emphasis on the truth. And I believe me promising you the truth requires that emphasis. None of it's choreographed. None of it's choreographed. I don't even think about stopping it. I say what I say in the fashion I say it because that's the way I believe it needs to be said. And finally, let's go over this. Don't believe anything you hear from me blindly. Please don't. I'm going to tell you something right now. As smart as I am, and I am, and I'm not tooting my own horn, I am. And the fact that I have done research every single day for the past dozen years, I work 18 hours a day. Not a joke, not an exaggeration, not a lie. I haven't had a day off in over 10 years. I work from 5:30 in the morning till 10:30, 11 o'clock every night. I study, I watch videos, I do shows, I write articles. That is a lot of accumulated information. That is a lot of accumulated facts. But sometimes you can have too much. And sometimes sorting through that and putting things into a logical fashion may be a little bit more difficult because you have so much information. I started a lot of this off by saying each and every one of you out there can teach me something. I would never say that if I'm going to tell you, you have to believe everything I tell you. If you do, then you're stupid. And no, I don't apologize for saying that. If you believe everything I say without question, without doing any of your own homework, without at least every once in a while checking on my facts so that you can understand better that you're getting good information, then you are basically, continuing, prolonging the programmed ignorance or the dumbing down of America that I so vehemently push back against. If I say something and you're not sure that you actually agree with that, do some research. And if you find out that I miss something, believe me, you're not going to upset me by letting me know. My ego is a whole lot smaller than anybody here might even consider. And if you can show me, of course, you're going to have to show me you've actually done your due diligence. If I could pick apart what you throw back at me, then I'm going to do that as well. But if you can show me something I missed, something that may tilt the scale a little bit more in a different direction, I'm not only going to, be appreciative, but I'm going to go back on the air and I'm going to say, you know what? I said this and it's not exactly right. Somebody brought some information to my attention that may actually influence this in one direction or another. And if you don't mind, I'll accredit it to you. I have no ego when it comes to that. Because if I were to tell you, look, I've done my due diligence. I don't care what you say. That's the way I'm going to teach it. That's what I'm going to say going forward. Then I am as guilty as anybody else out there in instituting the programmed ignorance in this country. Everybody out there has the ability to teach and the ability to learn. Most of you will practice the ability to learn. Most of you will. But very few of you will step up to teach. What we need is a whole lot more crazy old people like me. What we need is a lot more people willing to teach. If you know something to be a fact, and you look all around you, and you can see that that's a practice that nobody hangs on, then isn't it you doing your due diligence by informing them that they're ignorant of the facts? Obviously, you don't have to use the word ignorance. That immediately throws somebody into a tizzy or into a fit. But the point is, if you can consider yourself to be someone who can learn, if you know for a fact you don't know everything and you can learn, then you should also, by that very comment, be somebody who can teach. Because if you've gone out and learned what Roger, what John, what Mike, what Tom has said that may be almost right, but there's a little bit you might have missed that might tilt it in another direction, then isn't it your duty to teach us? Not enough people today out there that are willing to take that responsibility. What I would like to do is encourage an entire audience. And this is what TLB Talk is all about. This social media platform, it's a place where you can go and learn things you can't learn on Facebook. But you can also go and teach people there what they don't know as well. It is a community, and a community isn't where only one thing works and everything else has to be ignored. A community is give and take. You teach, you learn. So don't believe everything I say blindly. And I'm not saying that I'm going to try to fool you or that I will intentionally mislead you. I never will. I'll never blatantly lie to you. This is why John had me on his show week after week. I was a steady. Every single week, people knew I was going to be on John's show for the first hour one day a week. That happened. If you were full of bullcrap, John was far from stupid, okay? The first time you opened your mouth and embarrassed him with your lies or your bullcrap, you didn't come back. I'm never going to do this to you. But you all have to understand, each and every one of us is human. And even if I am correct, which I am quite a bit because I do a massive amount of research, your initiative and research may add valuable knowledge and a new insight to any topic. So please, step up. We can all learn, thus we can all teach. If I am unsure of information I disseminate, again, it is incumbent on me to inform you of this. Excuse me, I cannot prove this, but I strongly feel it must have some credibility due to the following reasons / factors. Okay, that's my responsibility to you. And what that should do to you is, okay, he's saying this, he's saying he believes that because of this and this. Let's see if that rings true. And then the next time I do a show and I've got 20 minutes of calls on each show going forward, you say, hey, look, I did some research and this is what I found. What do you think about that? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make sure that I go and research what you sent me. And if I can add something to it, I will. And I'm going to tell the entire audience, as I stated earlier, that not so much that I was wrong, but that I didn't know enough to draw the proper conclusions. And this is what this show is about. I will always encourage all who listen to do their own research and digging for the reasons I've mentioned. Also, for those who do not know me or know of me, please understand that when I am angry, I'm going to go over this again, about something, you will have no doubt. Also, when I think something is hysterical, you will have no doubt. I raise my voice, I laugh, I growl as needed, and I do so without choreography or choreographing any of this. In my eyes, that is all part of my being honest as possible in the delivery of my message. So, do me a favor. Be prepared. Grab the popcorn. Grab the soda. And buckle your seatbelts. No, this is not a show of entertainment, although it may be at times. This is not a show of recrimination, but it may be at times. This is not a show of Roger wanting to make himself into a celebrity. Roger won't even do a video show. I won't. And it took a year and a half to get me talked into doing this show. It's not about Roger being, I don't know, a celebrity. Roger doesn't want to be a celebrity. But if I overhear any one of you at any point in time saying, I listened to Roger's show today, and you know what? He's right. I learned something. Bingo! You just hit it. This is EPI. This is the entire mission statement of the entire TLB project, the Liberty Beacon. EPI, eradicating programmed ignorance. Every single week, I am going to come on and I am going to tell you things that most of you don't know. Or if you're aware of it, you're not aware of the depth of it or the actual machination of it. I am going to tell you exactly where we sit today. Because most of you, as bad as you think it is, I really don't want to say it's actually worse. What I will say is it's got a lot more depth than you even got a clue. I spent 30 years working for the military-industrial complex, traveling this world. I have over 1 million air miles. Listen to me, people. I know a little bit about what I speak about. And I would really, really like you all to go away from every single show I do with a little bit more knowledge that you feel is useful and usable. And don't stop there. If you find out that you've learned something and you know that your brother doesn't know it and you know that your sister doesn't know it or your girlfriend doesn't know it or the idiot in the bar who always seems to sound like Mr. Know-It-All doesn't know it, again, everybody can learn. But if you can learn, you can teach. Let's go away from TLB Talk Radio every week being a little bit more of a teacher. And thank you for your time.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
Center. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening.